Working in 47 degree heat, add to that stifling humidity, plus working, living and socialising with the same people day in, day out, whether you like them or not, it's not exactly everyone's idea of a good time, but it is the reality of working on a remote station in Australia. Today, as part of our week-long focus on station life, we find out what it takes to work in some of the most remote parts of the country. In a moment, you'll hear from a woman who's seen many hopefuls pass through her gates, but first, Dougal Storey is a recruiter for stations and knows a thing or two about the type of person that actually can adapt to this way of life. Dougal, welcome to the program.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, what sort of person is suited to working on an Australian station?
Oh, look, it varies from place to place. The type of people that, for instance, go to the Kimberley need to be resilient, they need to be good people, they need to be good communicators, and they need to be have some degree of education through high school. And it's a very important part of being able to work in that environment because it's such a vast place.
But the character, the qualities you reeled off there, just about any employer would say that. What's unique about work in this part of the world?
Well, it's the heat and the humidity. The heat and the humidity, they've got to be able to acclimatise, and they all do acclimatise, but it takes a certain type of person to go to somewhere like the Kimberley as against someone to go to the Hunter Valley or the down near Kosciuszko. The type of people, the reason people ask for people with some sort of education, they have to be able to read fluently and understand written instructions that might be anything from an agronomist written report to be able to read chemical drums and things and calculate what time they're going to have to run a pump to fill up a trough and thing, a tank as such, because, you know, huge numbers of cattle up there, sort of up to 100,000 breeders on the private stations.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly people are running sort of anywhere from 7 to 70,000 cows type of thing.
A lot of cows.
Yeah.
Has it become something of a gap year thing for people in the cities of Australia to do? Say, maybe a private school kid that finishes year 12 thinks I'll go off and see what life's like on an outback station?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Typically, the people that we chase for these type of jobs are in that sort of situation where they've gone to boarding school. They're quite often, they're kids from the bush and they want to have a gap year or two years away and they want to go to the Kimberley. And I tell them all about what it's going to be like if they've not been there before. And the people who are really, really keen to go there are the people who really stay there.
Mm.
We like to put people in the position that's actually suited to them, and the people who are our clients, the employers, it's really important that they can get along with them too. So there's quite a bit that there's quite a bit that comes down to it. The people have all got to get along.
But it tends to be the Kimberley that's the draw card, is it? More so than, say, the Queensland cattle country or the territory?
No, I was using the Kimberley as an example. I do have a lot of clients up there. Western Queensland, people love going to places like Cunnamulla and Longreach, Cloncurry, Alice Springs, Northern Territory, Booraloola, Daly Waters. All through
you
there.
You name it, they go there, huh?
Well, yeah, it really depends, and we've got to have an intimate knowledge about what places are like and what sort of... We have to meet the criteria of what our employers are chasing. So we do that from here at our office at Ag Workforce, but we do everything from the likes of a Jackaroo, a Jillaroo, governesses, station managers. We also do a lot with the contract harvesters and people after harvesting staff that need short-term workers.
Mm-hmm.
So 90% of the people that we put out are Australian, and a lot of the time for people who are harvesting, they're quite happy to take Germans and Danes and all this sort of the backpacker type people because they're after short-term work.
Yeah. Dougal Storey is a recruiter with Ag Workforce. This is our series this week on station life, what it's actually like for the people who live and work on the remote pastoral and cattle stations around Australia. Jane Sales also with me. Now, Jane manages three stations across the East Kimberley. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Cameron. How are you?
Good. What sort of qualities do you look for in the people you recruit?
Most importantly, first and foremost, we're a family. We've got young children, and we're at Yugawala. We've got Gary and Yulia at Bulka with a young boy, and we've got Rex and Jess at Margaret River, who are a young couple. And it's really important these people, in between working, get along and can live around your family and behave appropriately and have dinner with you at night time, spend their weekends off with you, and they're living, it's full time.
Just imagine that, yeah, for people who seek a job, if you then have to go home with your boss, sit around the table with them and perhaps get on well with their kids as well. It's quite an ask, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge.
So what's the, when you're talking about the employing people, what's the key role or the trickiest role to fill on a property?
Most important role to me is I'm a mother, and the most important role here is my home tutor, or my traditionally called a governess. And they've got a role that's sort of at the house a lot of the time, and we move staff between three stations, so they can spend a week or two where they're the only staff member here, apart from my husband and I and our kids. So it's really important that they are happy. I mean, all our staff from the beginning, I always say you have to be resourceful, you have to be happy with your own company, you've got to care for others, you can't be selfish. People that take things and think they deserve more than others cause a huge stir within the small station community very quickly. Flexible, they've got to move between stations, they've got to be fed, you know, they have to eat what's put in front of them.
When it's put in front of them, yeah.
Yeah. And they have to be mature and hard workers, and obviously social skills is really important, but resourceful. You know, if something breaks, you've got to fix it. You've got to find some way to make it work, because you can't get anything in until at least the next day, mostly a few days, maybe a week, before you can get something to replace it. So you've just got to, water irrigation, all that sort of stuff, you've just got to make it work.
Now tomorrow, you mentioned governess, tomorrow on the program we're going to chat with a governess from remote New South Wales, outback New South Wales, about how they got into the job and what they love about it.
Yeah.
Jane, so far this week we've heard from someone who moved from Sydney to the territory via Queensland, and also then an Irishman who ended up in WA. They both loved it.
The Irishman was one of our workers.
Oh, really? Oh, so
Gary, yeah, he's now managing our station next door.
So he's adapted well. Some must not though.
Yeah, absolutely. There's plenty that come out, and it's usually the ones with an awful lot of experience, you know, on stations that are in a smaller community and a much more social community, that will come out here and get a hell of a shock. Because it's just the isolation and not being able to go away every weekend. You know, the guys in the middle of the busy season, though, they might get a Sunday off, but it's not like they can drive. They'd have to drive 4 hours out and 4 hours back. So
learn to like where you are. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Bush Telegraph's heading to the Kimberley in a couple of weeks. The other end of the road to you, though, the western side, what do I need to do to prepare?
Yeah.
Get ready for the heat.
Lots of cool guys. Yeah, it's very hot at this time of year, and in the west it's a lot more humid, than it is here at Yugawala anyway, because we're bordering on the desert. That's all I say. You prepare yourself for anything and take some nice cool clothes that cover up.
All right, Jane. Look, thanks for the insights into station life in the East Kimberley. Appreciate it. And Dougal, nice chatting to you as well. Dougal Story is a recruiter from Ag Workforce, and Jane Sale, who manages three properties in the East Kimberley.